Good day, and thank you for joining me for this podcast sponsored by Pomarco. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about the steps leading up to the purchase of a flexible packaging press and the analog rolls that are going to be purchased for that machine. My name is Frank Green, and I work with Pomarco in the southwestern United States, and could be with you today. What we'd like to do, though, is rather than talking just about analog rolls, is take a little bit of a step back and look at the components of the machine, and not just the machine itself, but everything that goes into that machine to make this a successful startup and a profitable machine. You know, when you look at this machine, and before you bought it and decided that that was going to be the one for you, you had to think of things like line speed and average production speed, compatibility with other machines in the plant, how much learning is going to be required with this new machine, or is it pretty much like all the other printers and presses that we have in the plant, and therefore it's going to be fairly easy for everybody to pick up on? A big, big issue. How many shifts is this machine going to run? And what are we going to do about keeping that machine in proper working order? What are we going to do about cleanup, particularly of analog rolls and blade systems? The heart of the machine that's going to make you the most money, that's going to allow you to print the best, is the part of the machine that needs to be kept the cleanest. Another thing that just needs to be looked at. Other things that you might want to consider and just be totally aware of is that the manufacturer that you bought this machine from, questions to ask and be determined and know well ahead of time before the machine is installed is, what about training? What are you, the manufacturer of this machine, going to do for me, your customer, to make sure that my people are well trained on this machine? If you run three shifts, are they going to train on three shifts? What's the process going to be? What about technical service? Machines have a tendency sometimes to give problems. What's going to happen when that occurs? It's not if it occurs, but when it occurs. Who's going to be the person that we can go to make sure that that situation is corrected quickly? How about parts? Is there a critical parts list that I need to have to make sure that we keep the parts in-house that we must have to keep this machine running? And what about parts that are not on the critical parts list? How long does it take to get those parts? Those are some of the things that you need to think about as you're moving toward how this machine is going to run. Now, fortunately, in the flexible packaging business, for the most part, the process is fairly stable, at least from the standpoint of the substrate that you run. And that's a big advantage. It's a big advantage even in picking out analog rolls as well. But as you look at this and you want to put this process together, one of the other areas that we suggest that you spend some time on is the vendors that are going to be involved. Who are the key vendors that you're going to bring into your facility to make sure that this machine starts up and runs well? Key vendors meaning, obviously, ink, plates, analog rolls, metering systems, doctor blades, and the list goes on and on. So the question is, have you met with those vendors? Does each vendor know what your expectations are? Do they know what the company expectations are and what the management expectations are and even what the crew's expectations are? What is the level of talent and expertise in the crews that will be manning this machine? And what is expected of the vendors to help move those folks along so that this becomes a profitable machine as quickly as is possible. So after having looked at all that, and knowing, of course, that you've already probably picked the first set of analog rolls just to give yourself a general startup for this machine, then you have to say, okay, what are we going to be doing so that we can run the type of work that we need to run on this machine? Is it going to be more process, or is it going to be line work? Is it going to be a combination, which is usually the case? What we want to do is we want to take the guesswork out of selecting your next analog rolls. And there are ways to do that. We just went over a number of ways. But one of the best ways is to make sure that your vendors are all on the same page. Picking out analog rolls, because of the nature of the business now, has become something that is not a flip of the coin, which is what it seemed to have been many years ago. It is now a very specific process, and Pomarco is ready and willing to help you through that process. There is a vast array of screens and volumes. In addition to that, of course, there's different cell structures. So it would be in your best interest to work with a company that understands the relationship between the analog roll, the metering system, the ink, the plates, and the substrate. So keeping that in mind, if Pomarco can help you, please don't hesitate to give us a call. You can call Pomarco's office at 404-691-1700, and they can connect you with the right person depending upon the part of the country that you're in. Or you can call me directly if you're in the Southwest at 714-393-8450. Again, thank you very much for your time.